Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 31 degrees, Johannesburg 29 and Emalahleni reaching a high of 27. Big news today, Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Khanyago announced the latest repo rate today, cutting it by 25 basis points. The repo rate now sits at 7.75%, while the prime lending rate will be 11.25%. Chief of Risk at Lula, Garth Rossiter, says the 25 basis point repo cut is a boost for small businesses ahead of Black Friday and believes this rate reduction will benefit both consumers and businesses.
When rates drop, consumers benefit from cheaper borrowing costs, which means they have more money to spend on goods and services. And this boost in consumer spending is crucial for small and medium-sized businesses.
He emphasized that the performance of small businesses is crucial for driving job creation.
As these small businesses perform better, they can expand, they can hire more employees and contribute to a stronger, more resilient local economy.
Authorities have closed a spaza shop in Deep Cliff, Soweto, that allegedly sold contaminated snacks to a 5-year-old boy, resulting in his death. Siyabonga Mnisi died yesterday, and his three friends were hospitalized after eating the same snacks. Cliff Shiko has more.
The MEC for Economic Development, Lebogang Maile, says the spaza shop was found to be unhygienic and did not meet basic requirements needed. Maile added that while Home Affairs officials confirmed the shop owner is in South Africa legally, his business has not yet been registered. The spaza shop owners have 21 days to register with the municipalities. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Deep Kloof.
And judgment has been reserved in the High Court application for urgent relief to be provided for an unknown number of suspected illegal miners who are stuck underground at the disused Stilfontein mine in Northwest. The court has assured all parties involved that judgment will be handed down no later than next Monday. Meanwhile, the lawyer for the applicant, Society for the Protection of Our Constitution, Yasmin Omar, says while they are confident in the case, they've made it in court. Regardless of how the court finds it, their efforts have yielded some results.
When we started off these proceedings, government took the stance that these people are criminals and we're not going to provide assistance. And because of this case, assistance is now being provided. So in the applicant's view, we've had success already because it's evident now that government has changed its tune from where we started off.
And another big one, reaction is streaming in after the International Criminal Court issued arrests of warrants for arrest for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and Hamas military commander Mohammed Deif. His death in July, claimed by the Israeli Defense Force, is still not 100% certain. Anastasia Mokhobu has more.
In a statement, the ICC pre-trial chamber said there are reasonable grounds to believe that Netanyahu and Gallant intentionally deprived Gaza's civilian population of essential items necessary for survival. The chamber also found reasonable ground to hold Netanyahu and Gallant criminally responsible as civilian superiors for the war crime of intentionally targeting the civilian population. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
Gallant says the warrant marks a dangerous precedent, and Netanyahu accused the International Criminal Court of anti-Semitism. Families of the victims of the October 7th attack by Hamas, meanwhile, says their voices are being heard with the warrant for Deif. Here is international law expert Henny Strydom with his response.
It was necessary for the ICC to take action. It has been very, very quiet for too long. And I think the reason is that they wanted to make very sure that the evidence they have is adequate and that it will sustain the lawfulness of the warrants of arrest.
I'm Marlene Fushia. For myself and the rest of the team, good night.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Bye bye, Dougie, Rob, and Roz. My name is Danny Painter, and I've got 30 minutes of more music you love on the way. How do I know? Because you tell me. Jy kan vir my sê op 0848585